Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, have you ever been faced with something that you haven't done before? A new job, a new place to go, a new assignment? Or has the Lord put something on your heart that maybe you've never done before? At those times, we really need courage. I want to talk to you about courage today. I want you to look first of all in Numbers chapter 13 verse 17. This is the time when they come to the promised land and Moses is going to send spies to see what's in there so that they can develop a strategy. And I want you to look what Moses says. Verse 17, then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way into the south and go up to the mountains and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are weak or strong, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds, whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forests there or not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was a season of the first ripe grapes. And we know they went up, and we know that two of them came with a good report. 10 were afraid. But he is sending them out to look into their future, basically. And he's saying to them, be of good courage. You may be trying to organize yourself to do some new things. You may be trying to learn something new. That's the time to be of good courage, to not draw back. Because if you hesitate, then you end up falling flat rather than just saying, if God ordained this, he'll sustain this. Look in Deuteronomy 31:6. Now this is the place where Moses has just found out that he will not be going into the promised land, but that Joshua will be leading the people in there. Let's begin reading with verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, talking about the people and the cities in which they would inhabit. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. The reason that we can be strong and of good courage is that we do believe that God goes with us. He is in us and he will not leave us. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never let go of your hand. Verse 7, then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. You see, in order to fear, it's a choice. People say, well, I can't help being afraid. Well, you can help what you're thinking. And if you're thinking about failing or being harmed, then you're certainly going to fear. But if you think about what God has promised, if you think about the fact that he is with you, if you think about the fact that he's not going to leave you nor forsake you, then that will put courage into you. 2 Chronicles 15:8, a prophet was sent to Asa to tell him to turn the people back to God and do away with the foreign gods that they were at that point worshiping. And let's begin with verse 8 where it says, and when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Then he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those who dwelt with them from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon. For they came over to him in great numbers from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. He sees that he's going to have to go do something that's going to be very unpopular, to remove the foreign gods. But it says he took courage because he knew that God had instructed him to do this through the prophet, and that if he was obedient, then he would be successful. Ezra 10:3. This is a time where Ezra was instructed concerning the priest who had taken foreign wives, which they had been instructed not to do, and they were suffering because of it. And when they found out and realized what they had been doing, then they put Ezra in charge of making sure it's carried out, that they separate themselves from their foreign wives and families. And this is what the people say: "Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and those who have been born to them, according to the advice of my master, and those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility. We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it." What a responsibility to go and clean house for the Lord, to go and challenge the priest to obey the Lord and to keep their covenant. That's a difficult thing to do. You know, in trying to believe the word and trying to preach the word, in trying to live by the word, you will face persecution. And sometimes you just want to shrink and run away. But the Lord is with you so that you can be of good courage. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." In the Amplified, that reads, "Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord." Then again, Psalm 31:24, the psalmist says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord." Where is your hope based? If it's based upon the Lord, he will not fail you. If he has put something in your heart for you to do, you will be successful as you walk according to his spirit and believe that what he has ordained, he will sustain. And in your life, if it's a new job, if it's a new language you're having to learn, if it's a new skill you're having to learn, be of good courage. The Lord is with you. As long as you have submitted your life to him and are walking according to his will and purpose, he will strengthen you to do the things that you need to do. Do you need that courage today? Oh, I know I do. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you are the source of all courage, Lord. And as we look upon you, as we think about your ability and not our inability, as we think about your wisdom and not our ignorance, Lord, as we think about your strength and not our weakness, as we think about your provision and not our lack, Lord, we know that we will have courage in our heart, for we know that you are with us and that you will not leave us. Lord, I know that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and his authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, if you need courage, all you have to do is ask the Lord. Believe what he has said, and he will strengthen your heart. I'm praying for you.